我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自《生命记》第六章第四到第九节，我哋会系先用广东话，然后用英文一齐读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 to 9. We're going to read first in Cantonese and then in English.
生命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。我一齐读。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门槛上，并你的城门上。
Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Let us read together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children.Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
我今日好高兴有郑振源传道传讲神嘅信息，佢讲到题目系爱你的神，传讲佢嘅话语。
We're very happy today to have Mr. Jin Chung deliver a sermon for us. His sermon's title is Love Your God, Teach His Words.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Let us all arise and greet one another by saying, Welcome to Grace Church, at least three people you haven't greeted yet. Welcome everyone, my name is Jin, and I serve youth and collegeAnd career fellowships here at Grace Church.
咁我名係鄭真源，我係呢個教會嘅青年事工嘅負責人。
And once again, even though the weather is not in our best condition, but we welcome you who are joining us this morning, whether in person or online.
無論你喺網上邊或者現場喺呢度嘅，我都歡迎你。
Now the book of Deuteronomy, if you know, is the last book in the five books of Moses, which is also known as Pentateuch to us.
咁呢個生命記係摩西五經嘅最後一卷書。
For those unfamiliar with the term Pentateuch, it literally means five scrolls.
摩西五經就一卷一一嗰卷書最後一卷。
And it comes from the Greek word Pentateuchos.
咁我。
What's interesting here is that this word Pentateuchos comes from Greek Septuagint mistranslation of Deuteronomy 17:18, where the Hebrew phrase Mishnah HaTorah appears.
咁呢個字咧係喺呢個希列文嗰度轉過嚟啊，本來咧係亦但係最終嘅字源咧係喺呢個希伯來文嗰度轉出嚟嘅。
Septuagint, is also known as the 70, is the earliest Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible.
咁 Septuagint 呢個字咧，就係呢個希列文佢嘅意思，即係話係將呢個希伯來嘅聖經去翻譯過嚟。
So in Hebrew phrase Mishneh HaTorah, which is we find it in Deuteronomy 17:18, it literally means copy.Copy and paste, copy of this law.
咁喺希伯來文呢個字嘅意思，即係話係將呢個嘅律法 去抄一次过嚟。
But somehow, I do not know why, under the God's sovereignty, the early Greek translators rendered it as second law instead of copy of this law.
咁但係當佢翻譯成希臘文嘅時候咧，嚇佢哋唔知點解就唔係話係將個律法去抄一次，係變動咗個意思係話第二個律法。
And the Latin Vulgate, which is the Bible translated into Latin by Jerome, also incorporated this mistranslation. And it led to the title Deuteronomium.
咁而當佢哋翻譯成呢個拉丁文嘅時候咧，咁佢哋又搞錯咗，咁最後咧，我就出咗《申命記》呢一個嘅題目出嚟啦。
Deuteronomium is two words put together, deutero, meaning second, and nomos, meaning law in Latin. Hence, we have the English title today, Deuteronomy.
咁呢個《申命記》佢第一個字咧 ，deutero 嘅意思係第二，然後跟住後邊咧。意思係法律，所以變咗咧，又變成咗話係叫做第二個法律。
And what's more interesting is that in Deuteronomy, we actually don't find a second law or additional law to what we found in the Exodus, but rather we find a series of explanations of that law that Moses recorded for the next generation of Israelites.
咁其實最奇特嘅咧，就話喺呢個《申命記》呢卷書裏邊咧，佢冇呢個附加嘅法律。相反，其實《申命記》就好似中文原文咁，將呢啲嘅命令咧，將佢哋去申訴、去解釋出嚟。
These next generation of Israelites, were called by God to enter the Promised Land, possess the Promised Land, and live in the Promised Land with this, copy of this law.
咁而當時嘅呢個希伯來人，佢哋進入咗呢個應許之地，就係依靠呢一啲嘅法律去過佢哋嘅生活。
Now before we dive in further, let me ask you all this simple question.
咁讓我去問你一條問題。
If you knew by grace of God or whatever that means, if you knew that you would die soon, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow.
如果假設你今晚或者聽日你知道你就嚟要過世啦。
Then you had one more chance to speak to your children. What words of wisdom or what words of instruction would you give them?
如果你仲有機會同你嘅兒女去講多一次説話嘅時候，你會將啲咩嘅教訓或者將啲咩嘅智慧去同？
When Moses was nearing the end of his life here on earth, he delivered the first part of his last exhortation to the next generation of Israel who were to go into the Promised Land in Deuteronomy 6:4.
咁當呢個摩西知道自己離世日子好近嘅時候，佢對呢個以色列人。希伯來人講嘅説話就係呢個《申命記》嘅第六章嘅第四節。
And with this famous phrase, Shema, or hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
就喺第四節，佢話以色列啊，你要聽耶和華我們神是獨一的主。
Moses wanted the next generation of Israelites to listen carefully to what he was about to say.
摩西好希望下一代嘅希伯来人听得好清楚佢要讲嘅嘢。
He wanted one last time to remind the young Israelites who were to possess the land, who were to conquer these people, who were to live there and obey God's commandment, to listen and hear carefully what he has to say.The following verses.
咁摩西好希望嗰啲會進入迦南地喺迦南地居住嘅人會好小心聽清楚佢要講嘅説話。
Now, from this and from many other places in the Bible, for Christians, hearing God's words or hearing his voices in the Bible, in the scripture, through prophets and etc., is a crucial part for our Christian life.
要去在我们基督徒的生活上面去听清楚神的说话是很重要。
But even in the secular world, in the study and field of psychology, we know that what and whom you listen can shape the way that we think, can shape the way that we feel, can shape the directions of your life that you take.
就算是一个俗世的世界，我们选择去听什么人讲话，听他讲什么话，都对我们的生活很重要。
So it's not an exaggeration to say that you become what you hear.
所以很多时候我们听人家讲什么，我们就会去变成了那个人一样。
And just as you become what you eat, or what you see, or what you read, with an influx of information coming in through our five senses each day, we just simply become what we feed upon.
要说每一天无论我们吃什么东西，我们看什么东西，我们的眼去读什么东西，其实都会影响到我们每一天我们过的生活，我们每一个的感官都会受到这些外来的刺激去影响。
Now, this concept of what you're exposed to, things that you're exposed to have a huge influence on your life, this concept was not just applicable to modern people like you and I living in the 21st century.
这个的概念其实对于我今天在21世纪的人是其实很重要。
The Israelites back then lived in Egypt for over 400 years. That's 4 to 5 generations, roughly the age of this country.
咁當時嘅以色列人佢喺埃及佢住咗大概400年，咁大概係4到5代嘅人。
So Israelites living in the culture and society and norms of Egyptians, they may appear outwardly different, skin colors and eye colors and whatnot, but they lived. They thought, they spoke, they acted just like any other Egyptians who were being immersed in their culture, education, occupations, and customs.
雖然以色列人和埃及人和我們的膚色他們種族有不同，但是當他們都是在同一個文化都會受到他們的影響。
Another example would be the time of exile, Babylonian exile.
那你想想在這個的抗議的時候，
there are two returns from the Babylonian exiles that are parted with about 70 years.
咁一個就係第二個就係佢哋喺呢個嘅巴比倫被呢個放逐。
And there are definitely different differences between the first one who returned to Israel or Jerusalem, and the second group who returned to Israel, Jerusalem 70 years later. Their way of speaking, way of living, way of thinking, culture, they were all different.
咁你諗下就話，其實當時喺巴比倫有兩次嘅回歸，其實啲人佢哋都好唔同。
Now, to these so-called brainwashed Jews in Egypt, God, by grace, provided a new way of life through giving the law, which they were to obey and live by.
咁對於呢啲被呢個埃及人洗咗腦嘅以色列人，神俾一個新嘅生命一个的方式，他们透过这个的律法让他们知道怎样去做。
We have a lot of second gens and third gens, even fourth gens here in this room, don't we?
我们今天在座里面有很多是可能是第二代、第三代甚至第四代在这个美国土生的华人。
So you could probably relate to these Israelites who were called to come out of Egypt to go into the wilderness and enter and possess the promised land.
可能你都會去體會到咩叫做離開埃及進入呢個迦南地。
Now, let me ask those of you who are here, second, third, fourth gen, do you relate yourself more to your parents' heritage and country or customs, or do you relate more to American culture, language, and customs?
咁對於呢啲喺美國土生土長嘅人，你覺得你係會認同於你父母嘅中國嘅文化？或者你是認同於美國的文化呢？
It's probably the latter, isn't it?
很多时候可能你认同的是美国的文化。
And when you think about that, these are fourth and fifth generations of Jews in Egypt, and obviously they would relate more to Egyptian culture than their heritage or their grandparents' heritage.
咁你想象一下就话啊，当呢啲第四、第五代嘅以色列人佢离开埃及嘅时候，嗱，其实佢哋嘅心理上边系认同于埃及嘅文化。
In my experience in a Korean American church, there are huge gap between one first generation and second generation Korean American. Not even third, not even fourth, just between the one and then the second.
咁系我本来呢个嘅韩国人嘅教会里边。第一代的韓國人和第二代在美國土生 的華人，他們之間都有一個很大的鴻溝。
But I can understand that if that happens in outside in the society, a secular world. But in the church, as a body of Christ, we have a totally different system to be reminded.
但是我們看看就在這個重勢上面其實有很多的不同。
The law, if you remember, was given to remind Israel of their identity and the new way of life as God's people. And this law and the new way of life, the principles they are now to live by, help them to cross territories, ruled by pagan nations in the wilderness on their way to the promised land.
咁而當佢呢個新嘅生活、新嘅生活模式，係幫助佢哋，當佢哋要翻返去迦南地經歷，見到唔同嘅人，見到唔同嘅嘅文化、宗教背景嘅人。
This is why Moses urged the young Israelites of the next generation to hear and obey not his words or not Egyptians' words, but the words that he received from God.Their Lord and Savior.
所以點解喺呢一度摩西提醒以色列人，佢哋要去聽從神而嚟嘅話語。
I was speaking to Elder Wilson a couple almost half a year ago, or even more than half a year ago. The biblical reconciliation between a generation or gap is to focus on God, our Father, not to focus on the differences alone.
所以早前我哋有一個嘅對話講到呢個復和係唔係就係話係講着重講到人同人之間嘅唔同，着重講到就係話我要從神去先過去。
This is not just the problem of the Israelites who just came out of Egypt. This is also our problem today.
呢個唔單止係當時呢個以色列人佢剛剛離開呢個埃及地。面對的問題，亦都係今日我哋面對的問題。
And as we face this generational gap, what we ought to do is that we must remember Jesus Christ, our Savior, your Savior, your children's Savior, has given us the reconciliation with God.
我哋會睇到就話，當我哋去面對第一代同第二代之間嗰個鴻溝嘅時候，我哋著重嘅就要睇翻耶穌基督。
And receiving this reconciliation.Removal of sin and no longer remember sin by God, his hand, we ought to remember that they have a new way of life that are detached or consecrated from this world, but that belongs to the heavenly realm, that belongs to the eternal life that we are approaching to.
所以我哋要去提醒，就话我要着重嘅系呢个新嘅生活，亦都讲到今日我哋被神呼召，我哋分别为圣去过一个新嘅生活，同将来嘅新天新地系融合埋一齐。
Just as in today's passage, Moses is urging the next generation of Israelites to remember God's words, we ought to teach our children not to remember the things that we know from our experiences, but first and foremost.Must remember who Jesus is and what he has done and what kind of reconciliations we have before God as an adopted child of God.
So, when we go to teach our children, we don't need to teach our 我哋嘅分享，但另一方面更加重要嘅，要将耶稣基督，将耶稣基督嘅教导去话俾我哋嘅儿女听。
And as a parent, a responsible one, we ought to ask for help from the Holy Spirit to teach and apply the teachings we received first from God, onto the lives of our children.
亦都系要将神嘅教导去放喺我哋儿女嘅身上。
Now, the hearing here, the word is, the Hebrew word is used, Shema, and Shema is, Shema has a meaning more than just an act of physical hearing.
咁我哋有一个字系听，但听喺呢个希伯来嘅原文咧，唔系净话系听咁简单。
It's more than that. It carries a meaning of hearing and then obeying or acting.
咁裏面有意思話，唔單止去聽，你亦都要去聽話，要去服從。
So this is not just merely hearing and change of thoughts in our hearts or change of motion in our hearts, but that would change the way that we speak, the way that we walk, the way that we deal with others, the way that we prioritize our life.
咁唔單止係去聽，亦都將我哋嘅講嘢嘅方法我哋每一件事嘅先後次序。
And Moses said, these words were not just to be heard by your mind, but they were to be on your heart. In verse 5.
So he said, you don't just listen, you hear it after you, you will try to do it out of your heart.
Now, what did Moses actually say for the next generation of Israelites to remember?
咁佢究竟摩西要啲下一代嘅以色列人去記住啲咩嘢咧
？Interestingly, the first thing that he said after "Hear, O Israel" is not like, "Oh, you have to go to church every Sunday."
咁有一樣嘢就話，當佢話咗俾你聽要聽啊，佢第一句講嘅説話唔係話啊，你要每個禮拜都去教會。
It's not even you have to pray before you eat your meal.
唔係話你每次食飯之前要夜飯。
To me, this is very strange and surprising. He said.The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
他说一件事就说耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Why the idea of monotheism had to be the first words that Moses wanted to teach the next generation?
为什么他这么着重说就说我们信的神是独一的神?
If you read Deuteronomy from 5 all the way to this chapter,Deuteronomy 5 is a recapitulation of the Ten Commandments. Then Deuteronomy 6 begins, Hear, O Israel, let me talk about what I just told you.
咁係呢個生命嘅第五章係將呢個十戒去重新講咗出嚟，然後喺第六章裏邊又講到話你們要聽。
So from verses chapter 6 verse 4 onward, what Moses is doing is he's giving his expounding on the Ten Commandments.And directly connecting this statement, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, to the very first of the Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before beside me.
咁其實喺呢度，佢係將呢個十戒去重新去解釋出嚟。當喺呢個嘅十戒第一章話，除我以外，你不可有別的神嘅時候，於是喺呢度佢講到話，耶和華我們的神是獨一的主。
Well, I don't, and you guys probably don't know for sure why.First commandment is you shall have no other gods beside me instead rather than or you know you shall not make any other carved images to worship and serve them but why is it that monotheism or why is it that you shall have no other gods beside me the first commandment
咁點解一神論啊除我以外不可有別的神係神選擇作為呢個十戒嘅第一戒咧
and what I'm about to say is not exhaustive and it's arguable but I think, in my personal opinion, it's because the Israelites were living in Egypt where countless idols and idol worshiping happened.
我的猜測就話，當因為佢住喺呢個嘅埃及，而喺埃及當地裏邊，埃及人信好多唔同嘅神。
These people who lived in Egypt for 400 years, a little over 400 years, saw that it was a norm and it was okay and justifiable.Worship all different kinds of gods, the Ra, the sun god, and so forth.
你想象一下，佢哋喺埃及住咗咁多年， 見到埃及人去拜咁多唔同嘅神像，無論係呢個太陽神或者其他嘅神。
And in this pagan nation, Israelites were to be reminded and taught again that there is but only one true living God.
所以既然佢哋係生長喺一個咁多神嘅社會嘅時候，神想話俾佢聽，你信嘅其實只有一個神。
And in order to prove himself, which he did not have to, but by grace of God, he did so in the span of 10 plagues, where each plague represented an image or an idol that the Egyptians worshipped at the time.
咁神佢好簡單就話喺呢個十災裏邊，其實每一次十災所摧毀嘅唔單嘅每一樣嘢，都係當時呢個埃及人拜嘅一種嘅偶像。
These Israelites who thought worshipping an idol was a norm and it was okay, and even if you did so, you're not imprisoned or persecuted, they were to be reminded that there's only one true God who is the first cause, who is infinite, and who is almighty.
咁對於啲以色列人習慣咗埃及人拜咁多唔同嘅偶像唔會有呢個問題嘅時候，神就偏偏將呢一個每一個嘅偶像去摧毀咗佢。
And I do not have to persuade you to agree with me on this, but throughout history, right, church, when Christians proclaimed there's no other God, so exclusivity of God besides the Lord our God, and when Christians preached that there is salvation in no one else except in the name of Jesus Christ, they were persecuted, and they were imprisoned, and some they were sentenced to death.
咁喺歷史上邊，凡係當基督徒去宣稱話只有一個神，亦都講到話救恩係從一個神而嚟嘅時候，呢一啲人好多時候佢哋嘅結局都係坐監或者係受到懲罰。
And maybe tomorrow, if you go back to your workplace and you would share with your colleague that, hey man, yesterday, sermon went like this, there's no salvation except in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you don't believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be saved from your sin. What will they say to you?
你想住下，如果你听日翻翻工或者去到你读书嘅地方，你同人哋讲我琴日听咗个讲道，佢话救恩系从呢个神而嚟，而当你唔系咁样做嘅时候，你所有嘅罪都唔会得到赦免。你想想你的同事你的朋友会怎样看你呢
You might be ignored.
他们不理你
You might be persecuted.
你可能被逼迫
But if they were nice, they would probably say something like this along this way. How can you be so short? And how can you be so narrow-minded? And how can you be so offensive?
可能你的朋友跟你说你是不是觉得一定这样呢为什么你想的这么合格呢
How can you be so sure that there's no other salvation except in the name of Jesus Christ? And how can you even share this with me all these years that we've been working with together? And I never knew you were so narrow-minded. I never knew that you were so selective. And I never knew you were so, you could be so offensive to me today. If you're in the field of non-profit or education field, this might be something that could cause potentially to lose your job. But hear me out, church. Hear, O church.
So in the third verse, he says,以色列啊，你要听。
You guys get it? I'm trying to be here or there. Yo, church. But hear me out. If I say to you today, this morning, 1 + 1 = 2, not 3, not 4, not 7, is that offensive?
如果我今日同你讲一加一系等于二，唔系等于三，或者唔系等于七，我咁样讲嘅时候，你会唔会唔高兴呢？
Do you get offended by me saying 1 + 1, not 3, not 2, not, not 3 or not 7? Do you get offended? No.
如果我同你讲一加一系等于二，唔系等于三，唔系等于七嘅时候，你听咗会唔会好唔高兴
？Why not? Because it's the truth.
你唔会唔高兴，因为呢一个字系真实个真理。
And another example would be like this: If I say that the sun is the center of our solar system, and Earth, this Earth, revolves around the sun, is that narrow-minded or offensive to you?
如果今日同你講呢個嘅日心論呢個太陽喺呢個嘅體系嘅中間，而呢個地球沿住呢個圍住呢個太陽轉嘅時候，我咁樣同你講，你會唔會覺得我思想好合格呢
？Maybe before Copernicus's discovery in the 16th century, those who believe that the Earth is the center of a solar system, but not today. Today we have a better evidence. Today we have better research results.It's not narrow-minded to say that we revolve around the sun because it is the truth. It's not foolish. It's not offensive. It is the truth.
咁如果喺十六世纪之前喺哥白流佢发现咗太阳喺呢个宇宙嘅中心嘅时候可能啲人会同意。但系今日当呢一个字系真实嘅时候，你咁样讲，冇人会话你系思想合格，亦都唔会得罪人。
Another example would be like this. If you go up there in the second floor and jump off, and I'll tell you, you're not gonna break your leg. Or you'll just land softly without any damage. Is that true?
如果我而家叫你走上呢个嘅阁楼跳落嚟，然后跟住你讲，你跳落嚟冇事噶，你唔会扭亲脚噶，你信唔信呢？
No, you would be actually offended if I say you wouldn't get hurt by jumping off from the third floor because that's not true.
咁但係你就會話點會啊？咁樣跳落嚟只腳唔會斷隻旗啦。
I persuade you to go up there and jump off, and I'll tell you that you're not going to get hurt. You'd be offended. Are you joking me?
咁你如果聽見我咁講，叫你走上去跳落嚟可能咧你會唔高興啦。
So when God said, "The Lord our God, the Lord is one," or when Jesus said,I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's not offensive. It's not narrow-minded. It's not being foolish because he was simply speaking the truth.
当神话我们耶和华我们神是独一的主，或者当耶稣话我是道路、真理、生命除我以外，冇人可以到呢个父神里边嘅时候。咁样讲唔系一件好合格嘅事，亦都唔系好愚蠢嘅事，因为呢一切都系真理。
But I could see Israelites were very offended when Moses said, "The Lord our God, the Lord is one," because what they've seen for them, the truth is not the real truth.
咁但系当呢个以色列人去听到嘅时候，佢哋当时系唔高兴。
Now after teaching them that there's only one true living God.The very first in the list of all that was essential to the liberated Jews was their undivided, wholehearted commitment to love God.
又跟住佢就叫佢哋要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And in so doing, these words that God commanded to you through Moses were to be on their hearts.
咁而要将呢一切。
In other words, and simply put, to have God's word on our hearts means to love Him with all our hearts, our emotions, to love Him with all our soul, our mind, to love Him with all our might, intentional commitment to will, in obedience to God's words and His commandments.
咁当我哋话要将呢一切记喺心里边嘅时候，个意思即话我要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。
And I want to encourage you by saying this, that this undivided, full-hearted commitment differentiates the Lord our God from false gods.
咁而当我哋咁样做嘅时候，又将我哋从其他嘅假神嗰度分开出嚟。
No man-made idols or religions can offer the kind of relationship of love that Jesus manifested while we were yet sinners.
咁因為人造嘅偶像會將呢個人同神之間嘅關係去能夠帶到出嚟。
And no man or woman can put God's words and commandments on our hearts like Jesus Christ our Savior did.
因为除了耶稣基督之外，没有一个人造的假神能够将这一切的说话写在我们的心上面。
It is because of the exclusivity of God's love in Jesus Christ, people who have failed to find the perfect unconditional love apart from Christ, often fail to do so.
令到那些去一直寻找这个无条件的爱的人，去今日能够去找到。
And only God himself, who instituted the laws to his people, can write the laws upon the hearts of his people.
而唯有这样做的时候，是因为神去创造，去写这些律法出来，也都是这些人在他的里面能够找到。
Apart from God, apart from his laws, apart from Jesus Christ, people of Israel, or God's people, were not able to live accordingly would satisfy God's commandment.
离开了神，我们没有一个人可以过到令到神满意的生活。
For that reason, in Ezekiel 36, verses 22 to 32, God promises his people that he himself will write the laws upon the heart of his people. And elsewhere in the Old Testament, God says, after I give them the heart of flesh, they will no longer say, nor the Lord, nor the God, because everyone will know him.
在这个以西结书第36章里面，他讲到就说，当神去答应去将这个律法写在人的心上面的时候，以后的人不会不知道他是哪一个。
And this promise was also fulfilled by God, not by his people, the recipient of this prophecy, when the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit to write the laws upon the hearts of his chosen people in Acts 2.
咁亦都喺呢个嘅使徒行传嘅第二章里边，神佢话过会将呢个嘅圣灵系将律法写喺我哋嘅心上边嘅时候。在那些去选的选拣选的人上面的时候，在那这个以图使徒行传的第二章，这一样东西是能够达成了。
And those whom the triune God removed the heart of stone, and gave the heart of flesh, respond to his laws and his commandment in obedience to the new way of life.
那也是这样缘故，神将一个石造的心变成一个肉造的心，令到人可以去遵循这个新的生活。
This is an essential quality of Christians, who are under the new covenant of grace.
在这个新的恩典的约里面，这个就是基督徒最大的这个的特质。
Those who have now the heart of flesh will love God with everything we have, to live, life that is worthy of all that we receive in Jesus' death and resurrection.
而这个肉造的心可以令我们今天去跟随神，去过这个新的生活。
Now this truth in, from verse 7 and verse 9 was exactly what Moses was saying to teach diligently to your children.
而在第七到第九节里面，摩西写出这一些说话，是想父母很勤力的去怎样教导他们的儿女。
In this theme, passing on the heritage of biblical truth to our next generation is the center theme of Deuteronomy 6.
那也是这个的生命记的第六章最重要的中心部分。
Moses encouraged young people of Israel, whom God commanded to possess and live in the promised land, to continue to live on the way that God has set before them.
咁就係話佢要神係要佢哋進入到應許之地嘅時候，佢係努力繼續咁去過呢個生活。
And this new way of life was to cherish God's law and to love Him in serving Him and serving others.And to instruct and to teach our next generation.
咁唔单止佢要谈论亦都要将呢一啲事去教去俾下一代。
However, before teaching their children, right? Before they were to teach their children diligently, these commandments were first to be on the parents' hearts.
咁就係要去教我哋下一代嘅細路哥之前啊，呢一啲嘅話語要記喺呢個父母嘅啊心上邊。
Parents were to hear God's word and know that there is one and true living God, and they were to, verse 5, love the Lord your God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. And these were to be on their hearts. And then you must teach your children diligently.
咁即係話啲父母唔單止佢哋要知道啊，我哋嘅神係獨一嘅神，佢哋要知道佢要盡心盡性盡力去愛佢哋嘅神。另一方面，亦都要去教導佢哋嘅兒女。
I want to softly encourage parents who are gathered this morning.
我想提醒在座嘅父母。
Are your children walking according to the gospel of Jesus Christ?
咁想問下，就係話你今日你嘅兒女係咪行喺神嘅路嘅上面
？If not, maybe it is time for you to restore that love of God.
咁如果唔係嘅時候，或者係時候你去重複翻與神嗰個舊嘅愛。
To think about the gospel with them and to meditate on the word of God with them, not just in the form of legalism or traditions, but actually having the word and his love and his gospel upon your heart.
咁唔係話因為啊，我哋要去咁樣做，或者係一個嘅傳統，而你係真正嘅同你嘅兒女喺呢個福音上邊，喺神嘅愛嘅上邊，有呢個嘅溝通，有呢個嘅交流。
When I see my children not behaving, they're only 16 months. There are times they're not behaving.
咁我見到我嘅兩個女啊，佢哋十六個月大，當佢哋唔乖嘅時候。
Is it their fault or is it my fault?
咁係佢嘅錯啊，抑或係我嘅錯咧
？Or is it my wife's?
或者係我太太嘅錯咧
？It's our fault.
咁係我嘅錯。
What do they know? Everything that they know is what they see in me, in my wife, what they hear from us.
咁其實係我嘅錯，因為我嘅兩個女啊喺旁邊睇到我同我太太觀察到我哋嘅生活、我哋嘅行為，於是佢咁樣做。
Maybe we weren't being diligent.
或者我哋唔夠勤力。
But verse 7 does tell us that you shall teach them diligently to your children. Then what does diligence look like in this verse?
咁喺第七節嘅話，你要殷勤教訓你嘅兒女。咁咩叫做殷勤嘅教訓咧
？Well, at least this does not involve just a formal teaching, but actually integrating what you have been taught by God into everyday life.
咁即係話唔單止係好正規咁樣去教導佢哋，但亦都喺呢個日常嘅生活上面去教導佢哋。
Is to have God's law, His words, the topic of your conversation with them.
喺你每日同佢嘅對話裏邊，你有冇去喺從中提及到神嘅教訓
？And have Him at the center of your actions, or even the physical environment of your home.
咁無論喺你嘅家庭裏邊，或者喺行動上邊咧。
In verse 7, it means at least talking to them about the word of God when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
咁喺第七節佢話，無論你坐在家裏、行在路上、躺下、起來，都要談論。
The commandments of God that God gave Israel became the topic of their talk and speech and conversation both in and out of their home from the sunset to sunrise or sunrise to sunset.
無論係日出嘅時候、日落嘅時候啊，你都要去咁樣做。
And furthermore, on verse 8, they were to wear them as their clothes and to bind them as a sign on your hand by continually meditating and thinking upon and being directed by God.
當佢話要係在手上為記號，戴在額上為經文嘅時候，即 即係話提醒佢哋要經常思想神嘅話語。
In short, the teaching diligently does not mean just teaching with your mere words, but actually teaching them with your life.
即是話你係好似喺生命上同佢有呢個交流，又讓佢哋去體會到神嘅話語。
So just as my little ones are not behaving because maybe I am not behaving what my wife says to me.
咁當我兩個女兒佢哋唔聽話嘅時候，可能就因為當我太太去提醒我啲嘢，我唔咁樣做嘅時候。
If you are not living by the gospel counterculturally in this world against pagan neighboring countries or pagan neighboring society.Maybe that's what they have seen in you. Therefore, they think that it is okay.
咁即係話，可能當你嘅兒女喺旁邊觀察你嘅時候，見到你個嘅生活方式啊，唔係話去啊同呢個世界嘅文化啊有呢個唔同，或者所做嘅嘢係根據呢個聖經嘅時候，佢哋學咗你。
Okay, Jen. So I get that God is monotheo. God is one.I get that we have to meditate on it first as a parent. I get that we have to teach the things that we were taught by the gospel diligently to our children. But what's the purpose of all that?
咁我有一樣嘢係啦，我知道就話我哋要教我哋嘅兒女係一個獨一嘅神啊，我哋要記緊呢啲嘢。咁但其實當中有咩嘅目的喺度咧？
We can find that purpose in Deuteronomy 6:2.
咁喺呢個嘅生命記嘅第六章第二節裏邊有呢個嘅目的。
And I'll never forget this verse because it's my birthday, 6:2.
咁提醒翻你，我生日係六月二號，所以第六章第二節係好好記嘅。
Those of you who have not congratulated me for my birthday last week, you still have a chance today.
咁如果你上禮拜唔記得咗恭喜我嘅時候，今日你仲有機會。
But jokes aside, what does Deuteronomy 6:2 say? It says this, so that you, your children and their children after them, may fear the Lord your God as long as you live. It is for them to fear the Lord.
咁喺第六章第二节，佢话好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长。
Now that doesn't really answer our question, does it? Okay, the purpose is to fear the Lord, but what does it mean to fear the Lord? And what kind of benefit, if you're an Americanized, consumeristic thinker, what does it do to me?
咁對於今日我哋好多美國化嘅人，好崇尚呢個物質嘅人，咁咩叫做敬畏耶和華咧？
God wouldn't just rebuke and say, hey, you have a wrong starting point to ask that question, but he gives an additional evidence.The end of the chapter in verses
24-25.
Let me read it to you. Deuteronomy 6:24-25 echoes Deuteronomy 6:2. Verse 24. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. Verse 25.And it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
在24-25节里面他这样说，耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保存我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的意料。
Going back to verse
2, 翻翻第二节。
When you look at your children, do they fear God?
今天你看你的儿女的时候，你的儿女是不是敬畏神呢？
Because honestly, this is the reason. Your children and their children, your grandsons and daughters and their sons and daughters,may fear the Lord. Why? Verse 24. So that it is for our good always, that they might preserve us alive until this day.
所以在第24節句，他說要常得好處，蒙他保存我們的生命，像今日一樣。
we have some of us who are graduating from high school and college program, and they are to go on to the next stage of their life, which are not always the same as the ones they were.
咁我上個星期有喺中學畢業或者大學畢業嘅人啊，咁以後佢哋要面對嘅生活，佢哋嘅世界之前會好唔同。
And the key for your success in your next stage of your life, so that you may have your goodness always, so that you may preserve your life, so that you may have righteousness, is to fear the Lord.
咁你將來啊，要去面對你一切。其中最重要的就是你要敬畏耶和华。
Now, how do you fear the Lord?
你怎样去敬畏耶和华呢？
O Israel, Lord is one. Love your God with everything you have. Put words onto your heart and teach them to your children or the next kin that you have, friends that you have.
咁所以佢话以色列啊，你要听我们耶和华神是独一的主。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华没你们的神，我所今日吩咐你的话要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
The ancient Israelites were entrusted with the vital task of teaching the next generation to fear the God of the covenant of grace.
咁呢个嘅以色列人，佢就系俾神将呢个恩嘅呢个嘅啊圣约。
This teaching is not some sort of an act of prompting a fear in their heart towards God, like a paralyzing dread or a fear of death.
咁唔係話神要去恐嚇佢哋啊，用死亡去啊嚇佢哋。
But it is to acknowledge His great word that He has told us in the Bible.And responding with love and obedience.
而是神想将这个他的话语去给过他们，然后他们在从爱里面去回应翻出来。
Just as Moses taught this in his last exhortation to the people of Israel, the new life God delivered through Jesus Christ for your children and for yourself must remain in our hearts and be passed on to your children and their children.
咁所以当耶稣基督将一个新嘅生命俾过我哋嘅时候，我哋唔单要自己记喺心里边，亦都要去教训我哋嘅。
Knowing that the Israelites themselves failed, therefore God had prophesied in Ezekiel that I will write the law by myself on their hearts, and I will send Jesus Christ, who will apply the law into their lives by sending the Holy Spirit.
所以神既然知道这个以色列人会失败的时候，所以他说我会将这一切的话语写在人的心里面，而另一方面我也都将耶稣基督会送来去帮助你们。
Everything we do, even how we decorate our homes or how we dress ourselves or how we speak and then listen should reflect our covenant of grace in Christ.
所以今天我们无论口讲的说话，无论我们的穿着，无论我们的屋企的家庭，每一样东西其实都反映到神我们之间所立的一个约。
Let us spend time with your children, your friends, and your family members to teach them and share with them what you were taught by Jesus, your Savior.
今天不单止跟你的家人，也都跟你的朋友去一起去讨论，去研读，去默想神的话语。
But first and foremost, be taught by the scripture. Be saturated and be in the meditation of them day and night and delight in them yourself first before you, we teach others.
但是首先你自己无论是日日夜夜都要去思想神的话语。
And then perhaps you will know where God will give you the words to speak.Words of wisdom and instruction you want to leave your children when God calls you home. Let us pray.
咁我好少能够将呢个嘅智慧去交托嘅下一代，去低头祈祷。
Lord, allow us to open our ears and hearts to hear your words and your commandments in Jesus. And allow us to once again hear and obey in our life first, and give us grace and strength and wisdom to be able to teach diligently, so that the recipients of our teaching may bring fruit in their life and glory to you and joy to the church. In all things we do, O Lord God, allow us to once again deepen our relationship with you, and by doing so, allow us to deepen our relationship with others, so that together, as the body of Christ, may deepen the relationship with you on our daily basis. After we go home and we will live once again in our places where you called us to serve, Lord, allow us to proclaim the truth, though however it may be responded by others and the recipients of the truth, and allow us to be bold to proclaim diligently of what you've taught us in Jesus Christ our Savior. In mighty Jesus' name we pray.